It is time to look at the world of arts and culture within County Clare and what you can expect over the coming days and weeks. And joining us once again is Siobhan Mulcahy, the County Arts Officer. Good morning to you, Siobhan.
Good morning, Alan.
And by the looks of it, I'm looking at what is coming up and there's plenty for you to get through. I mean, earlier on in the programme, we were only talking about the Fla Nua. Last week, we were chatting about the Doonbeg Jazz Festival. By themselves, two big events, but they're only two of what are a litany of arts and cultural events that'll be taking place over the coming weeks.
That's right, and we're going to start this week with visual arts and beginning in Ennis, and we have our Embrace Arts exhibition taking place in Glore. This is a beautiful arts exhibition. It's the culmination of, well, normally it's the culmination of a year's work that's done by local artists working in conjunction with disability organisations throughout the county. Now, unfortunately, this year we were late getting started because of COVID as such, but in many ways I think that gave the groups an additional focus in terms of the work that they were doing and the work that they created. So we're delighted to be able to put the exhibition on in Glore. There's a huge variety of work on show there, from mosaics to artists' books. And what's really nice this year as well is that there are a number of individual artists who might have a disability or who's not associated with a particular organisation, and they're showcasing their work as well in their own right as artists. So a wonderful exhibition in Glore, as I say. There's something for everyone, colourful, vibrant, and I think a lot of it will actually resonate with people as well. Some of it exploring some of the impacts that COVID would have had on people with disabilities, and I suppose how isolated they may have felt during COVID times. And then there's some beautiful uplifting mosaics, is the best way to describe them, I think. Thinking of words that best reflect their, you know, where they feel in society, such as dignity and respect, but absolutely beautifully created. And I really have to, I suppose, acknowledge the work that has been done by the artists with these groups as well, because in very difficult circumstances, they worked with them and they worked through it, some of it online, some of it in person, and just the work that has been created, it's wonderful. So, and the reaction from people in Glore, it's not your usual show that you would see there, and I think people can really relate to it.
That sounds like such a brilliant event, Siobhan, you know, particularly to showcase the amazing talent within the community of people who are disabled, and I guess just to show they can contribute as much to the world of arts and culture as anyone else.
Absolutely, and that's very much the ethos of the scheme. It's not about us doing it for them or doing it with them. It's really facilitating them to be the best they can be and to do it for themselves. And that's the approach we would take to all of our programmes. The results, I think, really resonate that very, very clearly in terms of the work that's on show.
Okay, brilliant. So that's the Embrace Arts exhibition in Glore, but it isn't the only visual arts event that's going to be taking place in Clare.
Yeah, no. So we have, at the moment, we have another exhibition that's down in Kilkee, in Cultural and Sweeney in Kilkee, and it's actually the Inish artists. So they're on tour as such, but this is their first exhibition this year, and it's the first one, I suppose, again, post-lockdown as such, that they've been able to show, and it's called A Brush with Nature. And this is a really eclectic and vibrant exhibition as well. The Clare-based group, they have 15 local artists who meet regularly together, organising exhibitions and events to highlight each other's works. And there's a huge sense of camaraderie and team spirit about this particular group. A very mixed group in terms of styles and different media. So it's you know, really makes for a very interesting and varied display as such. They're hoping that this will be the first of many, and that some of these works will go on maybe to tour to other venues, or indeed that the artist, you know, will be able to show newer work as they tour around. But wonderful to see them back, per se. And that's running until the end of the month in Cultural and Sweeney in Kilkee.
Okay, brilliant. That sounds like yet another good one. We'll move on to music, Siobhan, where, as you would expect in Clare, there is lots happening.
There's lots happening. There is indeed, Alan. It's always really difficult.
Take a deep breath now, Siobhan, as you try to work your way through this.
We'll tear through it. So I suppose because a lot of these events are taking place. I mentioned it the last day through the Live Local Performance Scheme, which is a COVID response scheme that was funded by the department. So starting this week, tomorrow evening in Kenny's in Lahinch, Laura Duff is performing at 9 o'clock, and on Wednesday evening then at 6 o'clock, Pape Grande is performing, and next week then 6 o'clock again, Cup of Tea TV are going to be in Kenny's Lahinch, and they have a number of musicians like Tony Benn and Rebecca MacRedmond and Kat Lundy who are going to be performing. So busy in West Clare there out in Lahinch. And back to Ennis now, because Los Paddies, who are doing their, I think it's, they're calling it a world tour of Clare at this stage, they're primarily based in Ennis this week. So Wednesday, Thursday and Friday they're going to be performing in Marion Avenue up in the Height and also in the Market in Ennis. So keep an eye out for them. Wonderful traditional music and dance with a little bit of South American thrown into the mix.
Nice mixture.
And then on Friday evening we have a very interesting production taking place down in Cultural & Sweeney in Kilkee, and this is a culmination of a project with the Irish Traditional Music Archive and Clare Arts Office called the Duala Scheme, whereby it's a creator in residence scheme whereby artists of any discipline goes into the archive, the National Archive, the Irish Traditional Music Archive, and looks and works with them to discover sort of lost material and then creates new work out of that, or you know, that's the impetus for the new work. So this particular scheme, we've been working with the actor Diarmaid Defuita, and Diarmaid has a particular interest in the Irish language obviously, but also the theme for his is the Gaelic songs of County Clare and some of the songs Oscuelga that might have been lost or maybe aren't sung as much anymore. So he started digging and thinking he'd get about maybe 20 or 30 songs. He's now up to over 130.
Wow, he's severely underestimated that.
Indeed. We won't be performing them all in Cultural & Sweeney on Friday night, but working with some of the contemporary singers in the county, some traditional and some contemporary, they are going to be, so a number of them are going to be performed. So we have the likes of Adele Vaughan, Tim Dennehy, who would be very well associated with traditional songs, but also the likes of Gráinne Cotter, Emer O'Flaherty, Phil Fogarty. So there's a really nice mix of people there. And I think what has come through from Diarmaid as well is working with those musicians and singers is that there are people out there who are composing songs, Oscuelga as well. So it's lovely to see the old meet the new as well, and that traditional meet the contemporary. So that's on at 8 o'clock in Cultural & Sweeney on Friday night. And over to the other side of the county, because Friday night we'll also see a lovely concert in Connachtnagaoithe out in Tulla, where Fergal Scahill and Ryan Malloy are going to come together. Ryan is an amazing piano player, and he's going to be joined by Fergal on fiddle. Fergal is very well known as the renowned fiddle player with Wee Banjo 3, and the two of them will come together in a very intimate setting out in Connachtnagaoithe for what promises to be a lovely, lovely concert. So from inside in Tulla to back outdoors again, flying down to Kilrush on Sunday, because there'll be an open air concert at 7 o'clock on Sunday in the town square in Kilrush with Rippling Notes. And the following Sunday, these are a series of Sunday concerts they're doing. They'll have Noel Birmingham performing as well. So lots of activity happening down there. And finally, I'm just going to give a quick mention to the Riches of Clare. This free lunchtime concert series takes place in Cruises, or the Sanctuary at the back of Cruises Hotel here in Ennis. Unfortunately, didn't take place for the last 2 years. It's a very popular series, so I think a lot of people will be delighted to hear that it's back, back starting with the Flanua. So for the Flanua, we're going to run a concert every day at lunchtime, and the concert leads this year will be John Weir on Monday, Martin Breen on Tuesday, Nevo D Wednesday, Dave Sanders on Thursday, and Jack Talty. And they've invited obviously their guest musicians to come along and play with them. So runs from 1 to 2, and it's free, as I say, open to everyone. And following the Flanua, then we're back to our regular Wednesday lunchtime slot over June and July. So as I say, we're expecting big crowds for that, so please come early if you want a seat.
Okay, Siobhan, do you want to take a little breather? Do you need a glass of water? Or
I'm okay. We're almost there, I think, because I know that you had me all in earlier talking about the Flanua, and great to see it back, and wonderful to see lots of activity happening during the week and running into the bank holiday weekend. And again, I know you mentioned the Doonbeg Jazz Festival, Alan, and again, that's coming up the bank holiday weekend. But just finally, just to mention the Mount Shannon Arts Festival, which will be starting this week as well. And it's opening with an exhibition by John Kelly and the Clare Champion. And that's taking place in the Scariff Gallery. So the exhibition is called You, Me and the Wall. And it's a selection of some of the images that John has taken place over, or has taken over the years. But there's such an array of activity happening here. Some really small, intimate events, some participatory events, some big events. For example, they have John Spillane on Saturday of the Bank Holiday Weekend, and he's going to be performing in St. Cayman's in that beautiful church out there. And also then on the Sunday, there's two lovely free concerts taking place. At 1 o'clock, we have Róisín na Gaeilge with Niall Fitzgibbon and Dennis McAuliffe. And at 3 o'clock, Tara Breen will be taking to the stage with guitarist Conal O'Kane, and they're all organised by Cliona Donlan. So now I think I'll take a breath.
There you go, and lots happening, and two of our favourite in-profile guests mentioned there, John Kelly and Tara Breen, and it's just amazing. In the Bank Holiday Weekend alone, within Clare, three different festivals taking place, and you know, you've got traditional music for the Flannu, you've got jazz, the Dunbeg Jazz Festival, and then arts and more besides. It's such a variety. Really spoiled for choice in this county.
We really are, and I suppose just to say there's plenty more happening as well. It's just, oh, I need my own programme, Alan, to get it all in. But you know, it is just a selection, and I suppose we do try to cover the length and breadth of the county, and as you say, the variety of activities that are happening as well. You know, because people are obviously interested in various things, but yeah. But we're blessed to live in such a county that things are just happening, and they happen so easily and so naturally for us as well, which is great.
It is indeed, and we're only kind of coming into the summer, Siobhan. I'm sure it's only going to get busier and busier as we go on through June, July and August.
It is. I suppose a lot of the activity tends to move towards that festival circuit as such, and a lot of outdoors as well, which is wonderful. You know, today may not be the day for outdoors with showers and thunderstorms, but we're getting there, and hopefully there'll be a long summer ahead of us. But yeah, so it will get busier. But I think every time of the year, you know, there's kind of peaks and troughs, and it's important, you know, that some things, you know, that while they might be very busy during the summer, then there's other art forms that kind of rise, and maybe the winter months as well. So there's a sort of a balanced program throughout the year.
We like a bit of balance, but it's going to be an exciting summer. Siobhan Mulcahy, thank you very much. And we'll chat to you again when we can expect another full programme of events, be it from the worlds of visual arts, music and more besides happening in this county.